We turn now to the Remembrance Project, our weekly look at the extraordinary lives of ordinary people in our community. This morning, writer Alyssa Eli introduces us to a Medford woman who treated everyone she met like family, and nothing was more important to her.
Laura Inglesi's first encounter with her future mother-in-law, Carmelinda Inglesi, went this way.
I like to tell people that within the first minute, a literal minute of meeting her, she kissed me 4 times. You know, once to say hello, and I think I brought some flowers, so she kissed me for that. And I said something nice about Sandro, so she kissed me again. And, you know, and then sat me down and fed me more food than I've ever eaten in my life.
It was an elaborate meal, a magnificent meal. There was homemade antipasto salad, then homemade pasta with meatballs, and a sauce from one of the 200 jars of tomatoes Carmelinda and her husband Giovanni had canned.
And I'm like, well, that was delicious. Oh my goodness, thank you so much. And everything gets cleared away. And she turns with an oven mitt in her hand and opens the oven and pulls out a roast and potatoes and carrots.
Home-baked desserts, espresso, home-brewed wine. A routine family meal, with Carmelinda joyfully at its center. Family was her center, though she and Giovanni had both left theirs many years earlier. In the Italian winemaking village where they grew up together, farm work was unending and unprofitable. Carmelinda moved to Medford when she was 18, returned to Italy to marry Giovanni at 21, and brought him back with her. In America, she shaped hard work around her own growing family. She worked as a seamstress in a laundry, and her sister-in-law used to piggyback shifts with her in a paper factory so that one or the other was always home with their combined children. Every night, though, there was a home-cooked meal. The cook never sat down to it herself. She was too full of bustle and insistence. Carmelinda's last job called for mothering on a grander scale, working in the cafeteria at Tufts University. For 19 years, she prepped food for thousands of daily eaters. In an annual evaluation, her supervisor described her in 8 brilliantly accurate syllables.
Oh my goodness, I don't know of 2 words that better capture Carmelinda's essence than aggressive hospitality.
She was in love with the students, and her co-workers were in love with her.
The dishwashers, who were like 20-somethings with piercings in their nose, showed up at her wake and spoke, you know, like very genuinely of how sad they were.
Before she died at home in Medford of cancer, she gave her daughter some advice. "Stay together as a family," Carmelinda told her, though the words, for her, had never been necessary.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Carmelinda Inglesi. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.